Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Michelangelo said, "The greater danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss it, but that our aim is too low and we reach it." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In our studio today is a guest who aims high. Today's playmaker is Moving Senior Living Forward. With us today is a COO who is opening her first senior living property in the Dallas area, in addition to properties open or being built in Houston, Louisiana, and Arizona. This great playmaker is Lori Alford. Lori is co-founder and COO of Avanti Senior Living. Avanti Senior Living is redefining senior housing through forward-thinking design, endless choice, and state-of-the-art technology. Lori co-founded the company, which owns, develops, and operates senior living communities that empower older adults while providing freedom of choice and sophisticated living. Lori draws from her nearly 20 years of experience in senior living as she forges industry-transforming practices for assisted living and memory care. Set to open in early 2017, Avanti Senior Living at Flower Mound will be the company's first community in Greater Dallas. And as I mentioned earlier, other communities are open or being opened in Houston, Louisiana, and Arizona. A lot going on. Lori, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Glad you are here. You began in senior living back in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
What was the attraction?
Well, I wish I had a really great story to tell you of why I was attracted to it, but the best I have is the honest truth that I graduated from college and I needed a job. Just so happened to be with a senior living company.
And how did you find the job, or did they find you at the time?
No, I found it. You know, the college graduate that's just looking for a job and trying to help people understand why my resume wasn't with all this experience. It was because I was in school and just applied online and just got lucky and charted a great career.
At that point in our lives, any job is a good job.
A job. It paid.
It paid. And what was your major back then?
It's in marketing and communications.
So you were doing essentially what you wanted to do. So in the coming up now on 19 years that you've been doing this, you obviously have fine-tuned a lot of what you're doing to understand what you're doing. Now, you're on a mission, as I said, to change senior living. You've been doing this since 1998. Why are you so passionate about this?
You know, so I've been in the space for a long time, and having had that opportunity, I've been able to watch senior living develop over the years. I can remember when I first started, which was technically in market feasibility, we would go into a market and build, and there was no existing competition, or there would be one new other product. Today, you go into a market, and there's five or six, seven, eight, just depends, you know, how large the market is, other competitors. So through that time, you know, we've been able to see how things have changed. And through that journey, I just realized that it's an opportunity that lends itself a lot to not just serving seniors that need us and they deserve to have the best, because we all wouldn't be here if it weren't for them. But I also have the ability to influence the lives of my team and vendors and families, and it just really creates a great platform for being able to do ultimately what I truly like to do, and that's just help people grow.
I want to talk more about that in just a few moments, but you've been in this business for just under 20 years. Senior living is different than it was back then.
Mm-hmm.
If for no other reason, baby boomers are retiring.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of changes have you seen specifically since you started the business?
Wow, quite a bit, especially when I compare the industry to what Avanti is doing. You know, when we first started 19 years ago, it was a house with rooms inside of it, or like a big apartment complex where we provided three meals a day, housekeeping, and, you know, bathing, dressing, grooming, medication. But it was still in a very healthcare environment. And I think through the years, as our population is aging, those folks that are aging have been cultured differently. You know, we're not just serving the Depression-era generation. We're now serving also the post-war. And so with that comes just a different need, and that need of, has to evolve our own industry. And from that, that means, you know, in the senior living space, a lot of folks have had to focus a lot on the hospitality portion. We've had to focus more on keeping it truly resident-centered. But more importantly, there's a lot of technology out there that's able to help the resident age better, as also or also coordinate care better, and just provide them that connectivity to their families. And so that's an area. Healthcare isn't known for technology, but it's definitely an area that I've seen a lot of changes in.
Well, your new location in Flower Mound is going to open in first quarter. And I'm just looking at some of the amenities, a full-service spa with relaxation therapy, aromatherapy. You have technology-enhanced living with streaming video, a dedicated technology guru, it's the Savor Lounge featuring delectables, taste restaurants, creative art studio. This is not your father's senior living center.
No, it's not.
Talk about what is in Avanti that other senior centers don't have, and why you're doing that for your clientele?
Well, our approach is perhaps just a little bit different than most. We recognize that who we serve, that's our resident, who we sell to, that's the adult child, and then who is on our team. All three of those areas are primarily women. And so if you were to walk around our building or if you look on our website, everything is geared towards attracting and relating to a female. And so that's where you get that full spa service. That's very different than a lot of other senior living communities because we genuinely can do a massage. So you can go get a massage. I can go get a massage. We encourage our own team members to go and give, you know, get a massage. In fact, we offer that to them. You can go and get your nails done and, you know, shellac nails. You can go get your hair done there. And it's not just a perm, you know, it's truly designed for to serve all types of generations and really appeal to the outside world. To a Savor Lounge where you can get a drink. We have happy hour every afternoon, and it's our most attended event each day by all seniors, and we even have some of their family members come in and join as well. And so we're really just trying to give them an experience that they would get at home. You know, kind of no boundaries. And
this
and,
is more than they would get at home.
Well, that's true, right? Right, because they have our spa service coming down.
If nothing else, you talk about the happy hour. This is a place where they can meet every single day.
That's right.
And meet with the people they'd be becoming friends with, in addition to having their family come too. But you can also get them off-site. You have scheduled chauffeured luxury transportation services. All. There's nothing they need.
Nope, that's right. And you know, one of the things that we kind of learned through the development of this is in senior housing, we found that we just tend to put boundaries around ourselves in our industry. You know, it's like we're the experts, so we know what seniors want. And through the journey of creating this, before it even got started, we met with a lot of seniors as well as the adult daughters and said, if you could build a place that you would want to live in, what would that look like to you? There's no boundaries. Take the walls down. It doesn't matter what it is. Describe what that looks like. And through a lot of input, that's kind of what we came up with. We listened to the people that we would actually be serving.
The new senior center in Flower Mound will hold 90 seniors and with about 50 jobs. That's about a 2-to-1 ratio. Is that standard or is that Avanti?
It's Avanti. Yeah, so we have vision when it comes to our people. You know, we don't like to put numbers associated with people because sometimes it's that makes it a science versus an art. And when it comes to the human touch, it's much more of an art than a science. And so we always, you know that we want to meet the needs of our seniors, but we also truly want to be that hospitality. And so things that we do different are, you know, we have a fitness instructor on site in senior living. And that's because we do the senior bar class, the senior yoga, senior strength. And we offer those classes multiple times during the day. And so that takes a special person, not just a normal, quote, activity director to do that. And so, you know, we have an engagement director. We have true servers that serve and taste the restaurant, just like you would go to a restaurant. And then we have, you know, a bunch of other folks that, you know, care partners and med folks and nurses and concierge and housekeeping and maintenance. And so we definitely don't fall short in having folks take care of the seniors. You know, like you said, we serve 90 residents under one roof, and I'm not sure I've ever met two that are identical. And so we recognize that. And we, our vision of what we want to accomplish is to give the seniors a great experience. I mean, it's not a secret. You know, a lot of folks, they're older that live with us, and their lifespan of life is, you know, towards the end. And so we want to make sure that the experience that we give them is the best they've ever had, whether they've experienced living in a kind of boutique hotel with hospitality service to maybe that's what they're used to. But no matter what, we want to offer that and give them the experience to enjoy that in their later part of their life because they deserve it.
Well, let's talk about that part of their life. What's the age range that's typical for Avanti for the communities you have open so far?
They're in their 80s. Yeah, they're 80s. Some of them you wouldn't even know they were in their 80s. A lot of them are kind
of... These are young seniors.
Yeah, they're spunky. They're sassy. They won't go to lunch or dinner without their lipstick on. I can assure you of that. So, you know, they want life. And one of the things that was a pivotal moment for me in my career was when I was out talking with other seniors in these focus groups of what folks wanted in senior living. I asked one of them, you know, we were talking about tablets. You know, would you want a tablet? Would you want connectivity to Facebook and all this stuff? And she kept kind of looking at me a little odd. And finally she said, "Honey, I'm not dumb. I'm just old." And it was, I mean, that was a powerful moment to me because it made me realize that sometimes the industry and just us as humans, we naturally want to put boundaries around seniors because we think they can't do it, when in reality they can. They just do it a little bit slower. So they can't walk as fast as us, but they're still walking, you know, whichever way that is. Even if they're in a wheelchair, they're still mobile. You know, they can still think. They may not be quite as fast as what they used to be, but they can still think. They can still see. They can still, you know, do all these things, and we think because they're old, they don't want to do them. And that's far from the truth.
Since many of your residents are in their 80s, are they single? Are they married? A little bit of both?
Most of them are widowed. Most of them are females. We tend to outlive the men.
That's true.
So most of them are single.
I don't know if I saw this in the information about you or I thought of it while I was putting all this together, but it sounds like you're making senior living sexy.
That's right. We sure are.
You're going above and beyond what they've experienced other places, which brings up a question. Have many of your residents been in other senior centers prior to joining Avanti?
They sure have.
So
yeah.
They see the difference now then.
They definitely see the difference. To go back to the making senior housing sexy, you know, a lot of folks... I've been doing this a long time. I've yet to have a senior walk through the door and say, "Yay, I want to live here."
They like where they are. They're like, especially from their own home.
They do.
So there has to be something special.
Well, and there's a stigma. Oh, that's prison. Oh, you're putting me away to die. I mean, let's call the spade the spade. We've all heard it. If you've had, you know, a senior in your life, that's what they're telling you. I'm not going there. You're not going to put me away.
But that's been the way it was years ago.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And so that's why we say we're making it sexy. We want to make it to where that senior says, "Oh, I want to go there. I love it here. I don't want to go back home." We want to make it to where when that adult daughter walks through the doors, she's like, "I would live here. I'm going to come here and have a workout class. I'm going to come here and have a massage." Because then that kind of takes the ickiness away. And it's just like you were going, you know, at a boutique hotel for a, you know, resort weekend away.
Then what I think I hear you saying is everything is all-inclusive.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And the family members can join in.
Absolutely.
As can your team members
mm-hmm.
join in.
That's right. That's right.
Why Flower Mound for your first community in Dallas-Fort Worth?
Gosh, we loved Flower Mound from day one. It's very Avanti. It's got good, wholesome, down-to-earth people. But they're cultured, and they have very high expectations, and that's Avanti. We're normal people. We put our pants on the same way. We get up and brush our teeth every single day the same way, but we just have really high expectations of ourselves. And so it just was a great market for us.
Interesting you mentioned the people. It's a beautiful facility. You have great things. You have great amenities. As we were talking about at the very beginning, it comes down to your team members. Mm-hmm. You could have an older facility that didn't have as much, and that would be good, except you just have it all.
Mm-hmm.
How did you come up with the formula?
Well, then I'd be giving away my secret sauce. We just have a really strong vetting program. We believe in hiring people to be them, and that's actually one of our core values is be amazing every single day. And we hire people and we tell them we're hiring who you are. We know you have flaws, but we also know you have a lot of really good things that you can bring to the table. And so just be you. Don't cover up your flaws. We would rather you be transparent, open, and honest. We're all going to make mistakes. But if we're honest about them, then we can all solve them together. And so we've really worked hard to build and maintain a culture of accountability and transparency. And more so, my passion a lot is just helping women grow to be the best of what they want to be. And I just have a platform where I get to lead a lot of women. And, you know, I know their struggles. I'm a mom. I have two young kids and I work. Most of them have, you know, a very similar story. And so we're open about how do you balance that? And I always say there is no balance, you know, we have to figure it out what that looks like. You have to be 100% a great mom and wife or friend, and you have to be 100% great Avanti team member, you know, so it's not a choice of 50-50. It's 100% on both ends. And we openly talk about the challenges that we face and how we can just kind of get through it together and build that support team. But again, that's just vulnerability and transparency and accountability.
You're going to be looking for more people. Mm-hmm. You're always on the hunt. If you were to net that person down, if you've mentioned some of the qualities, what specific quality would you look for in the perfect Avanti senior living employee?
Passion. I can teach, whether we can teach anybody anything. A trade can be learned. What we cannot teach someone is passion.
So it's not rocket science here.
It's not rocket science. We're not doing brain surgery. We're not putting people on the moon. We're just taking care of people. And so if, you know, we hire really good nurses, they've got the technical part of that. But if you don't have the passion,
the bedside manner, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. Then it's a different ball game. And so, again, I would way rather hire someone that just comes to the table with a lot of passion and then help teach them to be great at that trade or whatever is needed for that job than have a dud who is just totally against everything that our culture embodies. Not to say, and we totally respect, there's certain things like nursing that, you know, they need to have a nursing license and med techs need to have certain training. There, you know, there's definitely all those kind of caveats. But again, in those positions, we're still looking for that passion and that heart and for someone that's just going to fit in well to our culture. And it, besides passion, it's also just the ability to adapt and change and like the word change because we're changing the industry. So when people come from our competitors, sometimes we have to kind of de-slime them to get them to...
It's an industry term, right? De-slime?
Yeah, I know. It's Lori term. But we have to get them kind of on the right path for what we call the Avanti way because it's different. It's not wrong or better or right compared to our competitors. It's just the Avanti way. And it doesn't matter what everyone else is out there doing in our industry. That's great. That's their choice. We're experts in our industry as well with the amount of experience that we bring to the table. But we also are on a very passionate journey to change this industry. And the only way to change things is to physically change them. And so that's what we're trying to do. So they have to be able to adapt to change.
You mentioned before the show started that you have two communities right now in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
You're opening Flower Mound first quarter. You have about three more under construction. So mm-hmm. you're really going to triple the size of your business in 2017. But you also mentioned that's not where you're ending.
That's right.
You're going to open up more too. Should somebody want to become a resident at one of your future and current locations and or work for you, how they find out more about it and how they get in touch with you?
Website. Social media, we're there.
Talk about website. What's your website?
It's www.avanti-sl.com.
and they get all the information. I'm looking at the website right now. I'm looking at approach, vision, site plan, models. They can really find out anything they want to find out. I was alluding to this, but what really is a future for Vonte Senior Living? You're tripling. You're three years old. Mm-hmm. You're tripling in your fourth year to mm-hmm. six locations. What's the future?
We don't have a crystal ball to give an answer. What I do know is we're going to grow, but we're not going to grow to be the biggest in the industry. Rather, we want to be the best in every single market that we're in. Not second place, but first place. And so whether it's six more, whether it's 600 more, I don't know. But we're really particular about the markets that we go to. We take that very, very seriously. We don't want to... we don't believe in making the market become us. We believe in us becoming that market. And our product is so different that it takes special markets for us to be successful, Flower Mound being one of the many that will do very well here. But I don't have a number. What I know is we're going to be the best in every market, and we're going to hire nothing but the best, and we're going to retain nothing but the best.
Thinking about your facility in Flower Mound that's going to open, so I'm looking here, you will not only have assisted living, but you have memory care suites.
We do.
You also have not one, but two bedroom mm-hmm. options. What's in that bedroom?
Oh, goodness. We actually have, so our assisted living suites are a little bit different than our memory care suites. So I'll talk about assisted living first. In our assisted living suites, we've got a small one bedroom, a large one bedroom, a two bedroom. The suite sizes are larger than most senior living communities, so we're really proud of that. It includes a lot of lighting, so we don't expect people just to bring lamps. We actually put in a lot of lighting into our
rooms.
Can
they bring their own furniture if they
like? Absolutely. We want them to. It's their apartment. You know, it's their suite. They need to enjoy it like it's their home. It's got very large bathrooms, large walk-in closets, crown molding. It's got kitchenettes with the full-size refrigerator. It's just like an apartment that you and I would go and live in. A lot of senior living communities tend to put those little short refrigerators or just make the closets very small and the space small and not give as much lighting. We took a little bit of a different approach. Again, we asked the seniors what they wanted, and so we created some really good floor plans. Separately, on the memory care side, all of our rooms, we offer one room size. They all have private bathrooms, just like in our assisted living. But our memory care program, which is actually called Solis, means willow in Italian, it's a very special program to us because, you know, Alzheimer's and memory care disorders a lot of times are, you know, people are afraid of that topic. And it's scary, and it's an awful disease, and unfortunately we don't have a cure yet. But in the meantime, until we do, we take the folks that we service in our memory care really, really, it's really serious. And so we actually have a very specialized program that we offer that no one else in the state of Texas offers. And it's called I'm Still Here. And it was created by Dr. Zeisel, and he's up north. His institute is the largest grant-funded research Alzheimer's programming in America. And so our program is all research-based. And it's not a matter of, oh, because I've been doing this for 18 years, I think this is what a memory care resident needs. This is truly research-based, outcomes-oriented programming. And it's very special. It's hard to even articulate verbally, but when you see it in action, it's amazing. We've had residents who literally have never spoken in years, and we've had the families in tears because they were up and singing. It's stories like that that really touch our heart. It's the comments we get from families when they come back to us and say, I haven't seen my mom like this, and I can't tell you how long, and you have grown men and women sitting in front of you crying. It just fuels the fire of why we need to do this in more and more places.
Which pretty much tells me why you're in this business. Mm-hmm. And again, what does Vonte mean?
It means forward.
And that's exactly what Vonte Senior Living is doing. Lori, tell me one more time how they can get a hold of Vonte.
www.avanti, that's A-V-A-N-T-I, playmakers-sl.com.
Well, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show. You are definitely a playmaker.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Lori Alford is COO and co-founder of Avanti Senior Living. This has been a terrific show. As I mentioned, we just spoke with Lori Alford. Thank you again for being a playmaker. Thank you for joining us, listening to us. Join us also at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we'll be back with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.
Alford is COO and co-founder of Avanti Senior Living. This has been a terrific show. As I mentioned, we just spoke with Lori Alford. Thank you again for being a playmaker. Thank you for joining us, listening to us. Join us also at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we'll be back with more Playmakers. See you then.